Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and one in ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, and one in God. Now, it's the healing, our need for healing, that often hinders that process. So we know that as we are wanting to be healed, this is God's desire for us as well. He does not want us running around with wounds, either physical or soulical. So we want to learn how to objectively cooperate with God in the healing process. Again, learning how to go to Him to get healed. Just as Jesus did, he learned how to go to the Father to learn to get healed, or to get healed, so that nothing would stop him from doing what he needed and wanted to do in this world. Because that is one of our big fears, is that we're going to get hurt. If we follow God, we're going to get hurt. And yes, we will. You will. While you are in this world, you are going to be either rejected or rejected more. So our goal is not to avoid getting wounded, but to learn how to get healed and then go get healed. So in a large measure, and we've talked a lot about this. If you've got any other questions, feel free to either contact me at diana@gracetoyou.com, at wecanprepare.org, or visit our website at wecanprepare.org. That's our blog site, and all the contact information is at our profile page, because we are approaching these things from a very different perspective. And we recognize that. And sometimes it's hard to get your arms around it. But what we are really looking at is what is working. Are you settling for what's been offered to you? Or is God wanting to draw you to a closer relationship with Him? And I'm not talking about a greater knowledge or a greater understanding, but a greater relationship. When I was living in Norfolk, Virginia, during the first Persian Gulf War, and some of my neighbors were, well, many of my neighbors were deployed in the Navy, and one in particular, he and his fiance were due to get married. They had gone on a long, they have a long and a medium and short trips, and they were on their long trip and were to come back and then have 2 years in dry dock. So they had planned on getting married and starting a family and buying a house during that time before he shipped out again. So it was a pretty big affair that they had scheduled. Well, it turns out, we'll go into the details, but it turns out that the ship that they were sending out to go into the Persian Gulf War wasn't fit and went out 2 days worth and then had to turn around and come back. So this ship was sent back out again. And of course, that disrupted everyone's plans, including many of my neighbors. And they, of course, weren't happy about it. But they had to deploy right away. Well, in the process of that, they ended up getting married at sea. One of them, he was on the ship, and they ended up getting married via radio. Now they did that in some respects just to finish, you know, what everybody was there, and they had the ceremony, and then he was just, you know, on the radio because they were flying family members in from all over the world. But the point being is that until he returned, they were not experiencing a marriage relationship. But they were married. They were legally married. But they were not enjoying the benefits until after he returned, and they were truly together, and then could live together and have a life together, build a life together going forward. And in many respects, we are getting married over the radio. We are getting married to God. We are having a relationship with Him in name only. We are not consummating and fully developing our relationship with God. We're putting it off till He comes back, or until we go to be with Him. And I think the more we really look at what we are, what we believe, and if it's true. Now, a lot of people are focused on what they've been taught, and they think that it's true because they've been taught it, or they know some scriptures to back it up. But let me just pose this thought. If you believe something because it's been taught to you based on scripture, the reason that scripture supposedly has authority is because it was supposedly written by God or inspired by God, or however you want to put it. Well, here's my challenge to you. You can go to the author. Rather than relying on the teachings, rather than relying on the book, the authority of the book is the author. And you can go straight to the author, God Himself. You know, we all have these, you know, we all know of Oprah's book club. But she doesn't just say, we're going to read this book, and then we're going to discuss it. She has the author on. And the author talks about his book, or her book. So the authority of anything that comes, that we come in contact with, the authority is the author, the source. So we want to get in the habit of, when we come across a teaching or a doctrine, or even what I'm saying, what is the source? And what I'm encouraging you to do is, even what I'm saying, take it to the source. Ask God, is this from you? My teachings are all about turning you to God directly, personally, independently, objectively. It's not only possible, it's what God paid for. It's His desire for you in every area of your life, in every aspect of your life. This is why we're learning about healing, about hearing Him, about developing goals in the supernatural. Because you don't need someone's doctrine or teaching or book. You can go to God directly. And He paid for the right to teach you. When you turn to someone else first, you are saying what He paid for wasn't good enough. Now, there's this idea that we can't hear from God clearly. Now, if Jesus is the pattern son, if he is our example, did he hear from God clearly? And he said, and I've checked with him, he said this, greater things shall you do, because he's going to the Father. They are on your side. They are have set you up to do greater things. In order to do greater things, and this is not for special people. He didn't say, some of you, a few of you, now and then, will do greater things. Oh, and he only turned the world upside down. He only ushered in, he not only finished up the law, but he ushered in grace. All by his lonesome. Nobody helped him. He didn't write a book. He didn't follow a book. He fulfilled one. But he never said, okay, now I'm going to be with my Father. I'm going to send you a book. So I'm going to send you the Spirit to be in you. And you are now Spirit. And you are communing with Spirit. So that's your challenge. Learn to go to him. That's the learning process. Is not, once you've heard from him, that's a whole other set of challenges. That's where we begin to distinguish between our temperament, our flesh, our strengths and weaknesses. But before you can do any of that, we have to learn how to hear from him. Does he want you to hear from him? He's knocking on the door. Of course he does. He has removed every hindrance from our being able to hear him, not only hear from him, but talk with him, commune with him. And he knows what you need to hear. He knows what's important to you. He knows your questions and wants to answer them. He wants to show up in your life and prove that he is trustworthy, that he is clear, that he is everything we thought he was and more. But the more we turn to something else or someone else first, the more we are pushing him away. And very often what happens is we get so fed up because God wants us to. We get fed up with those that we've been turning to because they will never satisfy. They will never fulfill the promises that they've made. You know, just do what I say, follow me. You know, stay connected. You know, read this book, follow these, you know, guidelines, these steps, you know, the different movements that the different Christian cycles go through. And you've hopefully come to a point where, what am I doing? Didn't we go through this 2 years ago? Wasn't this the same emphasis, the same teaching? We're back to square one. And I still haven't learned how to deal with my anger. And I still hurt whenever Mother's Day rolls around. Or I still can't keep a job or keep a relationship. And now I've given up. God has answers to all those questions, and not only answers for our understanding, but his answers change us. They free us. They heal us. They not only put us on the right track, his change, his impact in our life takes us by the hand, and every step of the way leads us and walks us step by step through every aspect of what we need. Only God satisfies. Not our ministry, not our gifts, not our being equipped, none of that satisfies. Only knowing Him, hearing Him, speaking with Him, talking to Him, receiving from Him, only that satisfies. What is eternal life? God came and arranged the whole world to be able to give us eternal life. That was the goal. Not the cross, the resurrection. What is the goal of the resurrection? To make us able to receive unconditionally eternal life. You have received it now. If you've accepted your new relationship with God, if you've been born after the Spirit, you are a spiritual being and you've received eternal life. Think of that. It's not just more someday. It's God's life, God's character, God's nature. Not in your soul, not in your body, but you've been re-spirited. You've been, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. If you've been born again, what is it that was born again? Your Spirit. How does that affect the rest of your being? That's what we should be focusing on. Not understanding doctrine, not trying to get God to do what we want Him to do, but letting Him be the God. And it starts with an individual basis, learning to hear Him, taking every wound we have as an opportunity to learn how to be healed. When we get attacked by the enemy, our goal is to get finished with that attack, to rebuke him, to reject him, to get him out of our lives. And certainly that's an admirable goal. But let's change that just a little bit. And we'll be going through this in great detail, so I'm not going to now, but there are two aspects to an attack of any kind. Just because they're out there, this is what they do. The world, the flesh, and the devil, that their job is to bug us, to hinder us, to annoy us, to hurt us, to hinder us. That's what they do. Whether we are susceptible to them or not is not a factor from their point of view. It's what, like a cow doesn't really care whether you believe in cows or not. They're a cow. They're going to moo, they're going to chew grass, they're going to do whatever they do. We don't take it personally that they're a cow. It's just what they are. Now, if you're standing around a cow and a cow steps on your foot, it's your foot was in the wrong place. Okay, the cow was just doing what a cow does. Now, for us, we want to look at, are we putting ourselves in positions? Are we vulnerable? Or are we being attacked because this is what these enemies do? They are called enemies for a reason. But you know what? We are not to think that God's going to intervene and come in and push the cow off our foot. That's your job. Whether you're vulnerable or not, whether you were stupid to go in with the cow and the cow stepped on your foot or trampled you, because you are his son, and a joint heir and a co-inheritor. You and I are to learn how to rule and reign in this earth. Now, today, this minute, over every situation you're in, that's your project. That's your assignment. If you want to say that's your ministry, that's your call. Ruling and reigning in every circumstance in your life right now. And I'm not talking about an authority from a book or an authority from a teaching or a doctrine or your strength of temperament. Doesn't matter about your passion, about your drive, about your intelligence. What is God teaching you in dealing with any circumstance in your life? Now, a great example of that from the Bible is when David asked God, he was up against an enemy, and he asked God, should I go up against him? And God said, yes, I'll give you the victory. So David went up against him and defeated his enemy. But the enemy came back, which enemies are wont to do. But David didn't assume he should go and attack again. He did, even in the Old Testament. He knew who had the authority. He didn't go to the priests. He didn't go to his family. He didn't go to the Torah, the books, anything written. He didn't go to any teaching. He went back to God. He said, God, should I go up? God said, no, do this instead, and I'll give you the victory this way. And we have so much greater access to God than David did, and yet he knew that his strength was in relying on God first, always, directly. Otherwise, we misinterpret the attacks of our enemy. We believe them. When they say, I'm attacking you because you've sinned. When he says, I'm attacking America because America has sinned, so it's vulnerable to my attacks. When we don't go to God to find out if that's true, we believe the enemy. We take his side. And we join him in beating up ourselves. In beating up America, in beating up the righteous, those that have been judged righteous. And it's so simple. It's not easy, but it's simple to know God. Because he's the one, you know, when we give him an inch, he takes a mile. And it starts with that turning. What is repentance? Turning. When we repent of doing things our way, all we're talking about is turning to do things his way. This is a time when we need to ask God to spare not for our crying. So many are saying we need to get God to extend mercy. But he has set you in your position, in your situation, in your circumstance, to learn how to stand up, hear from him, and command what he says to command, to do what he says to do, to take the authority and the responsibility that he has put in you and act on it. No Christians are victims of God. When you think that God is doing something to you because you did something, that he is controlled by your actions, you are saying you are more powerful than he is. But we say, But God has to follow his law. See, he's fulfilled his law. He did follow it. He fulfilled it 2,000 years ago. We need to get over that. It's all about relationship now. So does that mean we can just do anything we want? Well, this is not about what we want. If the law is constraining you from doing something you shouldn't do, it's still in your heart. And whether you do it or not, you are being a hypocrite. And that's the sin under grace. It's not what you do, not what you think, not what you feel or say. It's, are you living according to your new nature? You are now holy, righteous, omniscient, omnipotent. You have control over earth and space and time. Are you exercising that character? Or are you sitting in your room waiting for God to do it, hoping he does it, hoping that if enough people say the right thing in the right time, then he will do something. He will rescue us. Honey, you don't need to be rescued. He's created your situation for you, for your good. Take advantage of it. For all of us, this is a great and wondrous opportunity to make great headway and to know him in a way where we can make up for so much time where we've spent our energy on things that aren't important. That door is open. This is God knocking. He's rocking the boat. And in the process of this rocking, a lot of unnecessary interferences and distractions are being thrown out of the boat. And what's going to be left in the boat? You and God. Stop fighting the rocking. Go with him. Find out, God, is there anything I'm supposed to be doing? Is there anything I can be doing? That's the simplicity of it. Keep your focus on him. Now, there will be times when you need to stand up and command the oceans to be quiet. But you check with God first. And there's times when he's silent. But when you know how to hear him and how to test what you're hearing, and you recognize his voice, even when he is not speaking, you know his character, and you know what to do. You'll be able to know whether you should just wait or whether you should stand up and take command of the situation. God is not waiting for us to get him to do something, for us to realize our sin or, you know, say the right, know the right teaching. He's not waiting for us for anything. Everything is exactly the way he wants it. But this is for you and I, as individuals, this is an opportunity for us to accomplish things in our lives that will take us and get us ready and prepared for the next phase of this earth and of our lives. Well, we didn't get very far in talking about healing, but we will get there. We will be talking about it, looks like next week. If you want to move along more quickly than we are, we do have these teachings, a lot of them in books. Get to our site at wecanprepare.org. There's a series there. If you've got any questions, get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. I'd love to talk to you about it. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30. What is God saying to you? That should be your focus for today. Lord, what is your truth here? Lord, is that you? Lord, I want to know you. That's the only thing that matters, folks. Doesn't matter if there's peace and prosperity throughout the world, if every sin in the government is overturned, if there's, you know, what we perceive as righteous government. Do you know him? Do you hear him? That's the only place your satisfaction is going to come. He's not going to let you rest until you know him. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.